employment was absolutely full in those days. There were almost nobody who could let himself alone as unemployed. There was work, and there was different kinds of work. And that as this work developed, the other areas outside Seattle became dependent upon it. For instance, Seattle began as a seller of logs, but as early as 1890, it was an importer of logs. It had other things to do besides cutting down the trees, and therefore it brought in its logs, it brought in its coal. At the same time, it was not so much exploiting the area as it was developing those services, those products, which everybody needed. Anything from carpentry to legal services to meat packing to breweries to candle manufacturing to baking. All these things are being done here.